It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover, of course, the very latest in property news every morning. And you'll find us on iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. Well, the weekend, where did it go? It's disappeared. March the 18th, back into a Monday. I trust you had a fantastic weekend, especially if you were looking at property around Australia. And a very good morning if you are in Brisbane or Melbourne today, because I see the median dwelling prices in Brisbane and Melbourne are now neck and neck, hovering just below the 800k mark. But what that price buys you certainly differs significantly between the two cities. And PropTrack tells us that Brisbane's price surge contrasts Melbourne's stagnant values, a trend attributed to population shifts and housing composition disparities. While Brisbane's dwelling prices soared, I mean, this is an amazing number, 60.7%. Since the pandemic's onset, Melbourne experienced a modest 16.5% increase. And keeping with Melbourne, let's take you to Melbourne this morning. We are catching up with Jay Giblett from Jay and Shanae in Endeavour Hills there in Melbourne. And a very good morning to you, Jay. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I understand you're pretty busy with your son, no doubt probably a busy weekend, was it, around cricket? How did that go for you in the weekend?
When we're not trying to sell houses, any time that permits, it's always running to some cricket oval for a match here or a game there. So it's always a bit of chaos, but another weekend in paradise, and now we're back into Monday.
Are you vicariously living your cricketing dreams and aspirations through your son like so many dads?
Yeah. Yeah, some would say that. Some would say that. When he was under 12s, I could still have him, and everyone's like, gee, the boy's all right, but you still go okay, Dad. But yeah, now he is fast outgrowing me, and I'm on a downward spiral, and he's on a rapid uphill trajectory, so I'm no longer trying to catch him up through the grades.
Is he a bowler or a batter?
I know he's an opening bat and a wicket keeper. Yeah, so he certainly has a bit of fun with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, so he's heavily involved in the game by all accounts. Now, you're heavily involved in Endeavour Hills Real Estate. And as I mentioned, the stagnant housing values in Melbourne, what have you seen in your local area there that you think has contributed to this despite historically higher prices?
Yeah, well, we didn't quite get the rosy effect that you had there in Brisbane. That certainly sounds fun. We've had a lot more of a roller coaster since coming out of COVID. So, we went up by 35% initially, and we thought, oh, things are great here, back when everyone said it was going to drop by so much. But we've had a lot of interest rate pressure, which has been affected more in Endeavour Hills. You know, it's a blue-collar suburb, and prices have come off probably around the sort of 10-12% mark in the last 12 months since the Reserve's been sorting out what they need to with the interest rates, and that's certainly had an effect on our market, yeah.
And what about the role of population, that population movement? I think that has played a bit of an influencing factor for Melbourne's housing market, especially the dynamics and all the machinations around that.
Yeah, well, we've seen a lot of that. So the immigration's had a massive impact in Endeavour Hills. It's a very multicultural suburb. And you know, back through sort of 2017, 2018, we had a lot of Chinese buyers coming into the area as, you know, identified as part of the dragon, which the Chinese buyers assimilate with in Melbourne. But now we've had a lot of Indian buyers push through, a lot of Afghan currently. So there's certainly, it's on the back of having a lot of Romanian and Italian buyers in Endeavour Hills, or homeowners in Endeavour Hills from the outset. So it really is quite a big mix of people in a small little suburb.
All right, so we're talking to Jay this morning, and he is in Endeavour Hills there in Melbourne. We'll come back and talk more property after this.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia.
Well, are you somebody that has spent thousands of dollars when trying to buy a property and have this repetitive expense of ordering a building inspection, which averaged these days around $1,800 per property. Well, while some consider skipping the inspection due to costs, there are, of course, some really, really big risks if you do that, which is prompting a proposed law in South Australia requiring sellers to provide recent building inspection reports at their own expense. Advocates are arguing that this protects buyers during the housing crisis. However, the real estate industry opposes the law, citing broader affordability concerns. And the debate highlights tensions between buyer protection and seller interests in the property market, which is a subject that we are going to cover a little bit later on this week.
Listen to in-depth discussions with industry leaders on investing options, understanding different suburbs with insider perspectives and exclusive tips.
And it is a Real Estate Monday, the hardest day of the week. And we are talking to Jay in Endeavour Hills in Melbourne as part of the Real Estate Breakfast this morning. And how have you been going, Jay, since the start of the year, 2024? You know, we're well advanced now, aren't we? Well and truly into March. We've got coming up tomorrow, we've got the RBA, which is going to make some sort of an announcement. It didn't take long for those 6 weeks and they're over, and stand by, hold on to everything. Let's see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, it's been quite a profound start to the year. Going back through the sort of October, November, December, it was certainly harder to get through the stock that was on the market. I guess buyers are perhaps distracted by Christmas or whatever the reason was. But since the new year started, we've found a real kick in the market. We're back to sort of having 15, 25 buyer groups or open rooms, which we haven't seen in a good couple of years in Endeavour Hills. So the buyers are certainly out and about at the moment, and it's just a matter of getting the stock on. And what effect that will have with the RBA? Well, I'm not going to second guess what's happening on there. We have economists and all sorts of things for that. We'll let them be the judgment around that. But certainly there's a lot of buyers around. The buyer demand is very, very great since the start of the year. And it's certainly scary to think we're only a week or two away from Easter now.
Yeah. And just with regard to the RBA, of course, we will carry that decision the second that it is announced. So if you are not following the Real Estate Podcast, make sure you do that. You'll get the notification tomorrow afternoon. Anthony Landau will be joining me and bringing you that. I think it would be a big surprise if that actually moved, but who knows? You know, you can never say never when it comes to the interest rate, which we have lived through over the last year and a half savagely, some people would say. Now, what are the various types of properties available, particularly where you are, for around that 800K that report talks about? How do they vary from suburb to suburb, which might be a little bit outside of your wheelhouse, but you can certainly talk to that for Endeavour Hills?
Yeah, well, we've got quite a mix of property in Endeavour Hills. We're sort of blessed with having larger block sizes, which were certainly enjoyed by families, you know, 10, 15 years ago, but a lot of them now are getting subdivided and cut up. So we're seeing a lot more new townhouses being built. There's quite a couple, a few larger subdivisions, which have sort of, you know, 16 to sort of 25 townhouse complexes in them as well. And there's actually a lot of knockdown rebuilds happening at the moment where people aren't doing the subdivision, they're just building their big 40, 50 square homes to enjoy the views of Endeavour Hills. But certainly, as far as the article goes about what 800,000 buys you, it certainly buys you a lot more now than what it used to. So right now within Endeavour Hills, you'd be getting, you know, a renovated 3-bed, 2-bath with 2 living areas and the double garage for that, and quite possibly into an entry-level 4-bedroom, 2-bath with the 2 living areas as well. Which is a great change for us, because if you had have gone back, you know, 12 months, it would have been something more around perhaps even a renovated 3-bed, 1-bath at that price point. But as I said, with prices coming back a little bit, it opens itself up to now getting a lot more bang for your buck, as they say.
Now, you were telling me just off air that Endeavour Hills, and this is especially for people that don't know anything about your suburb, it's a little bit different in terms of the layout. It doesn't have that sameness that a lot of these suburbs have.
Everyone that comes into Endeavour Hills will always find it very funny that once you move in, you tend to never move out because it's centralised around a big shopping centre. So like day-to-day shopping becomes very easy because you can always get a car park there so they don't have to run off to the, you know, the more major shopping centres, which people enjoy. But, you know, it's obviously Endeavour Hills. It's in the name. It allows some great views from the top of the hills, which people are loving. But the fact it's got curved tree line, established trees in the streets, and they're wide streets so you can park in them, and these sort of things just give it a little bit of personality, which people really enjoy. And it's been established now for 40 years. So it really gives people something to come back to and enjoy driving home to call it home, as against having that, you know, those skinny tree lined streets now that with those tiny little houses on them on the 300 square meters. So it's a little bit of something different we've got in Endeavour Hills, and that's why people tend to move in and then stay there for a good period of their life.
Yeah, I think you just cannot overstate something that is established, something that has wider roads, which is what you're talking about. You've got the greenery. Yeah, that sort of condensed living. And of course, the whole urbanisation, that is just the way that it's going. We've got to build our way out of the problem. But leafy areas like what yours sounds like, big, big point of difference.
Yeah, well, it really is. I mean, people that come in Endeavour Hills know that there are only two sets of traffic lights away from Flinders Street. So if you did need to commute into the city, it's a hop, skip and a jump. Obviously, outside of Pico, which it always is, but on a normal day-to-day drive, it's very, very easy to do. And then you know, have a nice, easy drive. And in fact, you know, be proud to come home and enjoy living in a beautiful part of Melbourne.
You're selling it nicely, Jay. You're selling it nicely. Now, before I let you go, just tell us what's been happening on the auction front where you are, particularly over the last few weeks, because from all accounts, it's very busy. And I think this weekend just passed, another busy one.
Yeah, well, Endeavour Hills is traditionally not a very strong auction suburb. It's more of a private sale market. So there's certainly a little bit more stock returning to market, which is great. And that's been absorbed really, really well by the buyers because there's been such a shortage of stock. In fact, it's quite interesting to note that, you know, typically there'd be sort of 130 to 150 houses on the market in Endeavour Hills sort of over the last, you know, 10 years. But right now, if you had a look on realestate.com, I think there's only about 48 or 49. So there's very, very low stock. But so as soon as something new hits the market, it's being absorbed very, very quickly, which we're seeing, you know, since that Christmas break. It's been going great guns for us.
Well, Jay, great to talk to you this morning and find out a little bit more about your Endeavour Hills. Good luck with the sun, the opening bat and the wicket keeper. Hope that all goes well into next season for you. And thanks so much for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
You know, the suburb of City Beach and also wider Perth on a national scale are probably playing catch up with the East Coast, whose markets have run and doubled or even tripled in cases over the last 15 years while we've remained stagnant.
I couldn't tell you exact numbers, but it's increased tenfold. I mean, it was just unheard of to see a female agent in the late 90s, really. Yeah, now it's very commonplace. There's plenty of ladies absolutely nailing it.
Someone will come in and say, "Oh, are you Richard's son?" Yes, that's me. And they said, "Oh, how is Dad?" And I said, "Yeah, he's really good." And they said, "Oh, we bought our house off him in, you know, 1987. So we get a lot of that, and then it might be them coming out to have a look at the property to buy it for their children.
If you see a bank cut their fixed rates for whatever period they're cutting that for, that would mean to me that they expect that during that time, the variable rates will dip lower than that fixed rate.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.